Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, along ways from home, along ways from home. So believer, sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone, way up in the heavens of blue.
I just wanted to thank Annette for calling again. I wanted to tell you what happened, the reason their names aren't on the program. Somehow the wires got crossed up and she wasn't getting our request for them to appear on the program, and the program went to press. And I still hadn't got their acceptance. So she called her and I said, "Well, Annette, I'm sorry, the program's gone to print." Well, the boys and girls were disappointed and they called again. And since this is a friendly get-together where we like to praise God in song and story and glorify our wonderful Florida folkways, I said, "Well, you come on, and if there's a dropout in the program, we'll have you on." Wouldn't it have been a terrible thing if they hadn't got here? Let's give them another hand. All right, now, I want to tell you, I told you that we were going to have some impromptu things. Zeke's going to fiddle a little bit for us, and Diane's going to sing another song. Then we're going to invite you all to come up here and dance with us some. So don't go away. All right, Zeke, you come on up now and fiddle a little, will you?
Told long ago, it's about a special valley and the white buffalo. There are few who have seen him, though they've looked high and low, for the trail is long and winding to the white buffalo. The legend says you'll find him if your heart is brave and true, and you'll treat all men as brothers no matter what they do. I have searched for that valley ever since I started to grow. I won't stop until I find it and the white buffalo. For I know that it's right to find the white buffalo. Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo.
Cousin Cubby flew all the way from New York, to be at this jollification. And now I want him to come out here and persuade some of these light-footed ladies and heavy-footed boys to come on up and do a little dancing.
Is this mic hot?
Yep.
Good.
Well, if you southern gentlemen will ask your lady friend, take her by the arm and lead her up here on the stage and form a great big circle around, we'll begin.
All right, and in between, Cubby, excuse me. It just occurred to me, we thought that it would be nice to invite New Stanton to come and sing some of those spirituals that they rendered so beautifully here this afternoon for Sunday. But the problem is transportation. It'll take $35 for them to hire a bus. And I want you to know that the children paid for the bus themselves this afternoon. Now, if anybody would like to contribute toward bringing New Stanton back for our Sunday afternoon program, We'll be glad to take the money.
We're waiting. Get your lady friend up here on the stage.
Well, now, she doesn't have to be a young lady. She could be an old lady. Or an old gent.
We need some more.
Thank you.
And now, some of our old-time musicians from Gainesville, one in particular, Uncle Mac, who was a member of the original old Orange Grove String Band that made its debut over WRUF when it made its debut, are going to make a little music for us. Let me see now. Who all's going to join in over there? I mislaid my program. Here they are. I want to tell you who the rest of them are now. Uncle Mac Criswell, Lee Pancratz, Dixon Hook. Mr. Barge, you going to beat the straws now? All right, right along with them. And Uncle Frank Noble's there to join in a little, too.
Thank you.
that made your toes tickle, because after a while we're going to, at the end of the program, we're going to give you an opportunity to come up here and dance to that music. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so glad that I have had the opportunity now to see the straws beat, because I had certainly been looking forward to that. I wonder if our Korean dancer is here. Oh, he's not here. All right. Are our Paris Island dancers all ready to go? The promenaders? Yes. All the way from Beaufort, South Carolina. I think you should give them an especially big hand. Frank Lyman is not only their leader, I believe he's by profession, a doctor. And by avocation, a caller, a leader, and compiler of 101 singing calls. At this time, it pleasures me greatly to present the Paris Island Promenaders and their director.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The group of children who are dancing this evening are dependents of personnel that are stationed, Marine and Navy personnel who are stationed at Paris Island. For our first group of numbers, we would like to do some English folk dancing. Some of these dances date back to 16th century England. Our first is Selinger's Round, an English country dance.
Thank you. is entitled Rusty Tusty. Write them down.